Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.
Shall meet on that was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were up, but that old ship was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship was the captain.
Amen. Revelation chapter 20 this morning, and I'll begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we come before you this morning. What a wonderful, beautiful God, a day that you've given, Lord. And I thank you this morning, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings of life, Lord, that we've received at your hand, the goodness we've enjoyed this week, God, in your grace, God, that's been real and sufficient, Lord, for all of our needs. And Father, I thank you this morning, God, for the privilege to go to your house this morning, God, to honor you this morning, Lord, your precious word that we have to look into, God, to find direction, encouragement, God, for these days in our life this morning. I thank you this morning, God, for the sweet Holy Ghost this morning, God, we feel stirring in the corridors of our soul this morning. God, I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. Lord, that you'd bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. You'd throw out the lifeline out of that and that's about to go under this morning, God. And Lord, that you draw your people unto yourself this morning. I pray the name of Christ be uplifted, exalted in the midst of your people this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, God. Anoint your men as they stand and boldly proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. I do pray for revivals taking place, Lord, that you breathe upon those meetings, God, in these days, this time, this season of refreshment, God, a time of renewal, a time, Lord, of revival, how we need it in our land. Help us, Lord, as your people to turn back our hearts unto you this morning, God, to remember the former days. And Lord, this morning, God, to reach out to those that are still in darkness this morning. I pray you'd have your way this morning in every service. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Now then, the Bible said here in Revelation chapter number 20, as God is bringing this thing to a close, and brother, I believe it's just right around the corner and just right down the street this morning. I want to preach on the thought concerning man's last stand. Man's last stand this morning. Brother, there is a time when things are finally going to come to an end. How the Bible said this earth and all the things that are in it are going to pass away. How that the elements, how dear friend, are going to pass away with a fervent heat. How dear friend, this whole world's going to be on fire. How dear friend, and pass away all the works and all of thee. How cut thou the beauty and all of thee. How things that we've done, all of these things are going to pass away. Amen. And I want to tell you, that all men at one time are going to stand before their Maker, before the Creator, before their God this morning. Dear friend, there is a time of judgment. The Bible said this morning then, Hebrews chapter 9, the Bible said this morning that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Amen. If there's anything this Bible, how dear friend, pleads men to do, if there's anything that this word, how dear friend, cries out for men, how dear friend, this morning to do, if there's anything that God, how dear friend, desires to leave with you this morning, it is to prepare to meet thy God. Amen. How dear friend, this morning I want you to know that all men and women, how dear friend, are going to stand before God one day. How dear friend, either at the judgment seat of Christ. Dear friend, if you're saved this morning, leave out in the rapture, how you'll stand before Christ. Thank God and give an account of the deeds, how you've done in this body, whether they be good or bad. Our works will be tried by fire. Dear friend, but there is, dear friend, another judgment this morning. We call it the judgment of the white throne. Amen. I realize there's a judgment of the nations. I realize these are the judgments this morning, but I want to deal with the final judgment this morning, and you'll find it here in our text. The Bible tells us, dear friend, this morning it's man's last stand. God is not inviting you to come. He's not suggesting you come. You don't have a choice this morning. God has already set the time, dear friend, and sent out the summons. Dear friend, all will stand, dear friend, before God this morning. Amen. I want you to notice, first of all, in verse number 11, the Bible talks about the seat of judgment. Amen. A great white throne. Amen. It's different from the one that John saw in Revelation 4. There's no rainbow, no mercy, dear friend, this morning around this throne. They'll find no pardon and no peace. Amen. Dear friend, notice that it said it was a great throne. That speaks of the magnitude. Dear friend, not of man, but of God. Dear friend, you think it's intimidating, dear friend, to walk in the courtroom today, dear friend, and stand before, dear friend, your peers, or stand before the judge. Dear friend, I want to assure you, in that day, dear friend, when you stand before a holy, sovereign, almighty God this morning, dear friend, your heart will melt within you this morning. Dear friend, I'll assure you, dear friend, if old Belshazzar, if his knees buckled and his countenance fell, dear friend, because the hand of God appeared and wrote judgment upon the wall, dear friend, what will man do when he stands before the holy God? Dear friend, this morning that he rejected, the God that he despised, dear friend, to see a great God as we have today. Amen. The Bible said it is a fearful wonderful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Amen. And notice it's a white throne. That speaks of God's righteousness, His holiness, His pureness, His justice. Dear friend, I'll assure you, there may be a lot of arm twisting in the courts we have today. There may be a lot of backroom deals. Dear friend, under the table. Dear friend, things that go on. Dear friend, but there'll not be a fix in this courtroom. There'll not be any bribes. Dear friend, there'll not be any mercy shown. Dear friend, this morning you had opportunity to receive mercy now. Dear friend, mercy and grace. Dear friend, is abounding here and in this time. Dear friend, that if you reject it, despise it, turn it away. Dear friend, when you find yourself at this throne, dear friend, find yourself in this judgment. Dear friend, the Bible said there is no mercy. Dear friend, because you'll see yourself, dear friend, this morning in the sight of a holy God. Dear friend, now a man may stand in a courtroom today, and you may, dear friend, realize that the judge is just as much guilty of sin as you are. Dear friend, those that are on the jury box, dear friend, are just common flesh and bone. Dear friend, make mistakes just like you do. Dear friend, but in this one, brother, God sits upon the throne. Amen. And notice it is a throne, brother. It ain't a bench. It's not a chair. Dear friend, God didn't get voted into office. He's not facing re-election. Amen. Dear friend, heaven and earth, dear friend, are all His. Heaven is His throne. The earth is His footstool. Dear friend, He sits upon the circle of the earth. He's the Almighty God. Dear friend, He said, I'm God and there's none like me. There's none beside me. Amen. The only true and living God. Dear friend, to whom we have to do with this morning. Dear friend, notice the seat of judgment. And then also in verse 11, I find the sovereign judge. Dear friend, He that sat upon the throne. Amen. The Bible said in a verse, our chapter earlier, dear friend, that it is He that's coming back. Dear friend, the judge and to make war. Dear friend, the judge, the quick and the dead. Dear friend, this is Jesus Christ. Dear friend, that sits upon the throne. Amen. The Bible said that God will judge the hearts of men by Jesus Christ, His Son. The Father has committed all judgment into the hands of the Son. Amen. Why is it that it is Jesus Christ that is our judge this morning? Dear friend, it is because of His experience. Brother, He came down from heaven. Dear friend, made lower than the angels, fashioned like unto His brother. Took on the form of sinful flesh. Dear friend, walked in our shoes. Dear friend, He knows how it feels. Amen. He that knew no sin became sin for us. Amen. Dear friend, listen. Dear friend, the reason how He can judge us. Dear friend, because He has been one of us this morning. Dear friend, He's been our example. The Bible said when He came, dear friend, He was tempted in all points, just like unto us, and yet without sin. No guile found in His mouth. And when He was reviled, He reviled not back. Dear friend, not a broken reed, and not a smoking flax. Dear friend, that He gave Himself. Dear friend, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Laid down His life, dear friend, for you and I today. Amen. That's why He's got the right to judge you, brother. Dear friend, because He paid the expense. Tasted death for every man. Satisfied the sin debt. Dear friend, that you had against God the Father. Dear friend, paid the price of our pardon. Dear friend, He, dear friend, alone, dear friend, shed His blood. That every soul, whosoever, could be saved
received it this morning. I dear friend, that you rejected him. I dear friend, you said no to him. I dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, brother, he's got every right. I dear friend, to judge all of us because he died for all of us. I dear friend, this morning, amen. And then also in verses 11, you'll find the severity of the judgment. The Bible said that heaven and earth fled away from him, and no place was found for them. Amen. Dear friend, he's the judge of all things. Dear friend, and who, the Bible said, can stand before him? Dear friend, the wrath of God this morning. Amen. There are no exclusions. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, even Satan himself, dear friend, and the angels, dear friend, of hell are going to answer unto him this morning. Dear friend, all created beings in whom the breath of life is, dear friend, there'll be no one left out. There'll be no one fall through the cracks. Amen. There'll be no one, dear friend, this morning that gets away with it. Dear friend, there are no exclusions. Dear friend, this morning, the Bible said, dear friend, this morning, I saw the dead, small and great. Amen. And verse 13, the sea gave up the dead, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Amen. Dear friend, oh, there are no exclusions at this judgment. There are no excuses to be made. Amen. Dear friend, I don't know exactly what it's going to be like. Dear friend, but I don't even think that men are going to have an opportunity to plead their case. Oh, no. Dear friend, you had your opportunity here and now. Dear friend, to make your case to God and accept his way. Amen. And if you didn't come the way of Christ, if you didn't come the way of Calvary, if your soul was not washed in the blood, there is no other way. There is no case that you have. Dear friend, this morning, you can't throw yourself at the mercy of the court because there is no mercy at this judgment this morning. And then there's no escape. Amen. The Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I want you to know this morning, dear friend, that every soul in heaven is there by choice. Amen. And every soul that's here at this throne judgment is there by choice. And every soul that ever lifts their soul in hell, dear friend, are there by choice. Amen. You say, preacher, why would someone choose to go to hell? Dear friend, when you reject Jesus Christ, dear friend, you make a choice. God said, I set before you life and death. Choose life that you might live. Amen. Notice in verse 12, the subjects of judgment. Dear friend, twice the Bible said the dead, small and great. Dear friend, all men of stature and power, all men of race and color and creed. Amen. There are no exceptions. Dear friend, this morning, notice the Bible said those that are going to be exhumed from hell. You know this morning, dear friend, without having to go into great detail, dear friend, that hell's in the heart of this earth. Dear friend, where men go when they die. You'll find that in Luke chapter 16. Amen. Dear friend, but there's coming a day that all men that are in hell, in that holding cell, dear friend, until the day of judgment, dear friend, are going to come out and stand before God. Amen. Be found guilty and cast into the lake of fire. Amen. The Bible said, dear friend, that all men are going to stand before Jesus Christ, and every knee's going to bow, and every tongue's going to confess, amen, that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. They owe him that, and they'll pay that just due this morning. Amen. Notice in verse 12, we find the source of judgment. judgment. The books were open. Amen. The word's going to be settled. Dear friend, the trial, dear friend, is going to be brought forth with witness. Dear friend, first of all, the Bible said there's the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. In this book, brother, is a record of all of those that have been saved, all of those that have been washed in the blood, all of those that have been born in the family of God. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I believe, dear friend, that Christ is going to open that book and show men where their name is not there. Amen. And if your name is not in the book of life, dear friend, you have no life. Dear friend, but the Bible also said there were other books that were opened that day. And I know there's a lot of speculation what those books are. As some say, it's the Old and New Testament. And I understand, friend, that we also, dear friend, will be judged out of the very word of God this morning we're responsible for. Dear friend, but I think if the Son, the Lamb of God's got a book, I believe the Father's got a book. Amen. Of every idle word, every idle thought, every deed, dear friend, everything that we've ever said, every place we've ever been, dear friend, I believe our sins, dear friend, are recorded this morning. I believe there's a record this morning, dear friend, of the charges, dear friend, that God has against men. Amen. Dear friend, when I got saved, dear friend, the record was expunged. Dear friend, the slate was wiped clean. When I got saved, thank God, dear friend, they were done away with. Dear friend, but listen, if you've not been saved, brother, there's still an account that you must settle. Amen. There's still a debt that you've got to pay. And I believe the Holy Spirit's got a book as well of every opportunity, dear friend, that He gave you to get saved. Every time He knocked upon your heart's door, every time He brought you under conviction, amen. I don't know if men will get to speak or not, but I'm sure it'll run through their mind that God didn't give him a chance, and the Holy Ghost is going to open His book and have a record of every church service and every sermon, or every time somebody knocked on your door, dear friend, and begged you to come to the house of God, or every time He woke you up in the middle of the night, dear friend, and told you you needed to get saved. Amen. Dear friend, God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, and the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Amen. Every person had, dear friend, and been brought under conviction and know that they need to get saved somewhere down the line. Amen. But I find lastly the sentence of judgment in verses 14 and 15. It all ends the same way. Dear friend, the Bible said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life, I cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. The punishment fits the crime. Dear friend, this morning, your sins could be paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ. But you refused and you rejected. Dear friend, and here it is. This is the last judgment this morning. It could have been prevented. It could have been avoided this morning if you'd only asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you. The Bible said that it burned with fire and brimstone forever and ever. Amen. There is no end to this judgment. It is continual, perpetual. And it is absolutely forever this morning. Don't be found at this judgment this morning. Make sure that you're saved. And you'll never have to worry about this judgment. May the Lord richly bless you. It's my prayer.